You put in the effort to set boundaries, so now it's time to enforce them. This may mean saying no often or setting some limits with clients or with your team. You want to be consistent with your boundaries. If you find yourself making exceptions, it's time to probably reevaluate your boundaries for the sake of your mental health and overall well-being. So the question is, how do entrepreneurs, thought leaders, and experts scale to create a massive business all while having fun and impacting lives? Welcome to The Raquel Show. I'm your host, Raquel Quinette, business coach, real estate entrepreneur, investor, wife, and sports mom. This podcast will give you real quick tips, strategies, tools, and inspire you to help you play bigger in business and in life. Are you ready? Let's grow to the next level. Welcome to The Raquel Show. This show is for entrepreneurs who want to play bigger in business and in life. And I just want to say thank you all for tuning in, for being with me on this journey, and for being a part of our community. As we step into second quarter, and with you all having a vision of what you would like your business to be, there is no better time to talk about how do we actually protect our Raquel. We all have ideas on how we would love for it to grow, yet sometimes our vision has a setback because we do not have boundaries. And as we level up in business, I believe that boundaries are something that can truly help you accomplish your vision a lot quicker. If we don't protect our vision for our life or our business, we end up saying yes to too many things, which can derail us from what we actually want to accomplish. And I'm so guilty of that. How many times have you said yes, but you really didn't want to say yes, and somehow you felt obligated? How many times have you feared missing out on something, only to find out you said yes, and it took you in a totally different direction? And in today's episode, I want to break down how boundaries are the key to growth, especially as you level up. You see, often we think boundaries, we think limitations of saying no or putting up some type of wall. But I invite you to shift that perspective, because boundaries are not walls. They are the gates and the fences that allow us to protect our personal space, our energy, and what we actually need for our well-being. They enable us to discern what we allow in our lives and what we keep out. So as you're leveling up, as you're setting healthy boundaries, it's like laying the foundation of a building. We all need a strong foundation to rise and level up, whether we're building a house or it's just a building. We need solid boundaries to grow and reach our full potential. These boundaries affect how we actually interact with our work, our relationships, our time, and even ourselves. As we level up, who you actually surround yourself will matter, especially in the months ahead. I recently did an exercise with my mastermind group on boundaries, and I'd love to share it with you. And here's something you might want to get clear on. I asked them, list five people you spend the most time with. And here are the questions I want you to think about as you look at their names. Do these people represent your highest self? Do they encourage you? Do they make you expand or contract? Do they make you feel free or trapped? Do they inspire you or do they bore you? Or do they actually even drain your energy? Do you feel loved and supported by them? Do they actually challenge you to grow and play bigger? Here's a kicker one. Are they genuinely happy when you win? Do they encourage you to shine, and do they align with the dream life you are building? This will get you to think, where am I wasting my minutes? Where am I wasting my time? And where do I actually need to level up? See, when it comes to boundaries as entrepreneurs, we often feel like we have to say yes to every opportunity that comes our way in order to succeed or to please our friends or our families around us. But setting boundaries and within your relationships is so important and an important skill to master. I think the lack of boundaries can make you feel eventually overworked, overwhelmed, and even resentful of the things that used to give you joy. Here are a few examples of signs that I want you to think about when you look at where you might need to set some boundaries. One, you may be feeling like you're constantly working and never taking a break. This can lead to burnout and it could be not sustainable for the long run. You're saying yes to too many opportunities, even if they're not a good fit for you. I always say if it's a maybe, it's probably a no. It's got to be a hell yes. Instead, be selective and focus on what you actually want to do that give you energy, that light you up. You feel like you're spread too thin and you're trying to do so many different things all by yourself. This can really hurt you and undermine your own success. You're not taking care of your physical or emotional being. This can impact your ability to make clear decisions in your business and in your life, or it can also deter you from leading effectively. So number one is identify where you might need boundaries. Start by thinking about, in order for you to feel organized, to feel focused, where do I need to set boundaries? If you find yourself responding to emails at all hours or looking at social media at all hours right before you go to bed, and then you find out that you've had not enough sleep, think about that. Do I need to set a boundary? Right? Number two is create processes that support your boundaries. One way to support your boundaries is to create processes that set you up for success. Having systems in place or processes in place, it's easier to stick to your boundaries and avoid burnout. I say practice time blocking or action time blocking. I use Alexa and set timers. Use your calendar to block out different times throughout the day so that you can respond to calls, you could respond to emails, you could respond to projects or clients, whatever you're doing. Number three is enforce your boundaries. You put in the effort to set boundaries, so now it's time to enforce them. This may mean saying no often or setting some limits with clients or with your team. You want to be consistent with your boundaries. If you find yourself making exceptions, it's time to probably reevaluate your boundaries for the sake of your mental health and overall well-being. Number four is set physical boundaries. You know, creating physical boundaries between work and your personal life is essential, especially if you're working from home or you're doing some type of remote work. This ensures that you've got personal space and workspace that could be separate. If you have a home office, consider keeping the door closed or book an appointment at the end of the day so you know you've got to get out, or book a lunch appointment so you know you have to get out, right? Another example of physical boundaries in today's digital world is put it on your phone, do not disturb, right? On all of your devices, so you're not constantly looking at social media or you're not constantly answering texts and disrupting your workflow. Number five is set emotional boundaries. Full warning, this may be the hardest trick to implement. By setting emotional boundaries, you're able to protect your mental health and your emotional energy. This includes being mindful about the time you spend on work-related tasks or setting limits for yourself when you're not working. You can also set limits with the people you work with. This may mean communicating your needs or limiting, ideally, entirely business communication outside of what you call your normal working hours. Number six is set personal boundaries. A great example of a personal boundary is setting limits on the amount of time you spend talking about certain things with friends or family. As an entrepreneur, it may be tempting to spend all of your free time talking about work, talking about clients. You may find it refreshing to take a break from the mental load of just even talking about work or what's going on. You see, setting boundaries also means evaluating your relationships like we talked about earlier with all those different questions. If you find that certain friends or family members or people you surround yourself with leave you feeling drained, or after a visit or after you spend some time with them or even a phone call, I would say limit your interactions with those people. right? If they don't support your work, think about that. Have a discussion and agree that you'll keep those topics or you'll have those boundaries so it doesn't get in the way of your relationship. Other examples of strong boundaries when you are an entrepreneur is, can you set business hours? I know in real estate, sometimes that's not always easy because I say it's a lifetime, but what are you doing to recharge, right? Are you taking some lunch breaks even for the week? Are you feeding your energy with somebody that you can go to lunch with, go to breakfast, have coffee with that you know will raise your energy to go accomplish more? Maybe you want to set a rule that says, hey, I don't answer my phone calls after a certain hour with some of your clients. Maybe it's establishing a separate room for certain things to try to keep your work materials out of sight so you're not always looking at them and wanting to get back on the computer. You see, following some of these tips as we kind of share about boundaries, you'll be on your way to creating that work-life integration and strong relationships around you. Remember, being patient with yourself as you establish some of these boundaries is important. It may take time to get used to, but I promise you it will be well worth it in the end because setting boundaries allows you to be actually more productive and more efficient with your time. And when you have healthy boundaries, you're able to confidently say no to distraction, quiet the noise, and focus on what's important. Remember, you are the protector of your energy. Others will take as much as you let them. And if you find yourself feeling resentful of work, your team, your clients, take a look, a hard look at some of your own behaviors and how you react or respond to them. Today, my friends, I want to challenge you to think about, where do I need to set boundaries so that I can protect my vision that I've set for my life, for my business, and for what's ahead? If you're looking to get into community, we've opened up our free Facebook community group. Just go to letsplaybigger.com and you'll see all the exciting things we have going on. And until our next episode, don't forget to keep playing bigger. Thank you for listening to this episode and hanging out with me today. If you're loving The Raquel Show and you've gotten value from it for your business or your life, please don't forget to hit the follow button so you never miss an episode. I'd love to connect with you further, so text me at www.textraquel.com and send me a message. You'll be added to our VIP list for updates and special events we're hosting for our community. I look forward to hanging out with you on the next episode.